if you number two, they will.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. They imagine that game a catch at the end, but they're talking about cats going to the restroom. That would take the legs out of the end of that movie, I would say. Nice throw.
If they were to do that, is that how the movie ends?
Well, I mean, you know what? You could do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to make Field of Dreams 2 and that's how the end of that movie ends, that's all about you, buddy.
Bushy, Field of Dreams number 2?
You know what? You are beyond help. There's no catch that's going to help you. You're on your own there, son. Some of these people. Man, he really could. My hand is red as a scarlet letter. Caller Yabuchi.
Booch, hey, it's Andrew. How you doing?
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
All right. What are we doing?
We're playing catch. You want to play some? You want to throw the old tomato around?
I do. I really do. It's just that, I have, childhood trauma. My grandfather was a very angry man. He was a Marine, and he called it having a catch, and he'd rocket the ball in so hard. So can we have a catch, a nice, with a toddler kind of a catch? And I'd love it.
Okay, so wait. Sorry, son. One of the things about your old the old DJ is that he pays attention to about every third word sometimes. So you have a history with your father who would he wouldn't play catch with you, or he would. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to sport.
No, that's fine. My grandfather, he rocketed the ball in so hard.
Yeah.
We didn't play catch; it was have a catch, and it hurt so bad.
Yes,
so
have
a
catch.
A Nerf ball or tomato, you said.
Well, we have all sorts of things. We can also. I have a beach ball. How about a beach ball?
Yeah, I like that. That's not going to be traumatic. Okay.
All right. Go out.
Okay.
There you go. Volley back. Right. Good job. One more. That's great. Good job. So, hey, kiddo, have you ever been buried alive? I'm going for the record. You ever go for a record yourself? It might be nice to. I've been trying to be buried alive for a long period of time. What do you think of that? It make you proud, huh?
I've had someone sit on my face and I couldn't breathe, but
all right.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. Look, you just listen to the story that I'm telling you. Don't chime in. So what do you think I should have in my coffin, by the way, to make me, when I'm down there underground? What's a good thing for your coffin? For my coffin.
A candle and a book of matches.
Candle and a book of matches. That's a good idea. All right. All right. That's enough. Goodbye. He was wailing the sea out of that beach ball. Call it. You can play catch with a game with a dial tone. All right, throw it in.
Okay, Bucci, here's a pop-up. Nice catch. Now throw it back to me. Nice throw. You could be a professional baseball player if you really put your mind to it. In fact, I think I want you to put your mind to it. Because, you see, Papa lost his job. And he really needs a new Mazda. So, if you could be a baseball player real fast... That's where we're out here.
Oh,
not
Dad.
For funs and giggles.
I missed your voice.
A killer on the mound.
I missed your voice. Okay, that's enough. My dad had such a evil laugh. I'm just going to throw this ball around for the next... Anyone wants to play catch with old Bucci? You've got a few more minutes. 201-209-9368. Look who it is. Micah, you want to throw? You want to have a catch?
Have a catch?
Yeah, have a catch. Play catch with me.
Not especially.
Well, I'm going to be throwing baseballs out of you, so you can either catch or not. Nice catch. Look at you. What a little jock you are. Call it Yagabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you doing?
I'm could be better.
I'm sorry. You know what? They'll cure that. A big old catch with me.
I brought a wiffle ball. Do you want
to? Yeah, we can throw the old wiffle ball around. Sure, go for it. Give me a Give me a throw. Give me a throw there, band.
All right, watch me curve this one.
All right, I'll watch you, son. Whoa! You put some English on that one. Boy.
Now, see, if my right
job.
Hand wasn't, left hand wasn't broken, that'd be a 100-mile-an-hour pitch.
I'm sorry. I heard about that from your mom, that you broke your hand. I was sad to hear about that.
I fractured my pinky, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, she, you know, your mother, she exaggerates. She said your whole hand was shattered into a million pieces.
Yeah, she's a little touchy.
Hey, so I got a movie pitch for you. You want to hear a movie pitch from your old,
The
old DJ? So
throw the ball back.
Got it. Go up. Go back.
Got it.
So my movie, you saw them here about Iron Man, right there, right, Champ?
Yeah, I saw Iron Man.
Yep.
Yeah,
so my movie, stop talking. My movie is called Ironed Man. So it's about this very ironed guy, right? And he's so ironed, he gets crumpled up and thrown in the garbage. Got it? You with me?
Yeah, I'm following.
And then he's rescued by a hippie, like a free-spirited hippie, like a manic pixie dream hippie. And the hippie teaches him to be less stiff and starched. And then gets him hooked on heroin as well. So he's like more of a loosey guy, but he's super addicted to heroin.
That took a turn.
Yeah, that's the end of the movie too. All right, go way back. Go back. Go back.
I'm going.
Back.
I'm going.
Back. Back.
I'm going.
Back. Back. He's gone. Whew. Well, I hope everybody, I hope that kind of brought back some good memories. I hope I was able to unearth, nobody complimented my gray shorts. You know, I've been wearing these super gray shorts lately, and maybe you should focus on me instead of going on and on about yourself. And also, you know, just follow me on Instagram, too. I could be playing catch all the time. And while we play our next game of catch, I'm going to be saying, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockin' County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Up next, Music of Mind Control. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.
You Ducci. Hey, kids, I've got a great story to tell.
Oh, Jim, could we help you tell it?
Oh, could we help you tell it, Jim?
Yeah, I want to help, too.
Why, sure, the whole gang can help.
Okay, Jim, what's going to be my part?
Well, the two main characters are men as John and Zebedee.
Oh, boy, who could I be?
Well, you can be John. How's that?
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Jim, could I be Zebedee?
Okay, that's an interesting name, isn't it, Allie?
Oh, I love that sound, Zebedee.
All right, Allie, you're Zebedee, and Susie, you're John.
Okay. Oh, I like playing these men's parts.
And what about me?
Well, Muffin, you can play the part of one of the children.
Okay.
I don't want a part.
All right, Grumpy, you just sit and watch then. Let's open our storybook to page one of The House on the Rock. By a river long ago in far-off Galilee, two men set out to build new homes. John.
That's me.
And Zebedee.
And that's me.
They chanced to meet along the road, their donkeys small beneath their load.
Greetings, friend. Where are you bound?
Says John to Zebedee, who frowned.
I hope I get there first. That sandy place is just for me. Oh, I guess I'll look along this side, right where the river spreads out wide. I'll find some sand to build upon. A day or two and I'll have it done. And are you going over yon?
Asked Zebedee of his friend John.
Yes. There's a hilltop spot I found with bright red flowers all around. From way up high, there's quite a view and solid rock to fasten to.
Each takes his donkey and supplies and starts to work neath fair blue skies. With river gurgling in between, the gentlest stream you've ever seen.
That's the gentlest stream I've ever seen.
Look, Zeb is done in 2 days flat.
No foundation, he just skipped.
He doesn't think what might go wrong. Now hear him sing his carefree song.
Oh, Tweedledum, oh, Tweedledee. No work, just fun for Zebedee. Get by as easy as I can. That's why I choose to build on sand. Oh, I'm the man who builds on sand. Yes, builds on sand. Yes, builds on sand. Oh, I'm the man who builds on sand. Come along and sing with me.
For many days beneath the sun, John's family works to get theirs done.
Boy, this sure is hard work.
Foundations first, and then the blocks, with songs that ring across the rocks.
Here are songs ringing across the rocks.
To celebrate when work is done, they join their neighbors for some fun.
Yay! Oh, what fun we're having!
Yay! Oh, we're having a good time.
A feast, some songs, some games for all. But say, those clouds look like a squall.
Looks like there's gonna be a storm.
Lightning zigzags across the sky. The angry clouds come roaring by. Thunder crashes. The rains begin. Great gusts of rain pushed by the winds. John's family runs for home pell-mell.
Well, we gotta get home. Let's run pell-mell.
Zeb's family, frightened, starts to yell.
Oh, what shall we do? What shall we do?
Look, Pa, the river's rising, too.
Oh,
They scramble to the second floor, but still the water rises more and slowly swings the house about.
Oh, this house
way,
is swinging.
That way. There's no doubt they need to clutch at some loose log and hold on tight, all four and dog.
Ruff, ruff.
John's house shakes some and slightly sways, but on the rock it stoutly stays. He suddenly sees his neighbor's plight. He rushes down from his safe height and pulls Zeb's family on their log straight into shore, all four with dog.
Ruff, ruff.
Now warm and snug, they all look out upon the flood and roundabout. Of Zeb's new house, there's not a trace.
There's not a trace of my new house.
Just water now where was his place. He shakes his head, does Zebedee.
Why did I act so foolishly? To think a house could stand if built on nothing more than sand.
A brilliant sun comes bursting through and makes a rainbow.
What a view!
The bright red flowers merrily lift up their lovely heads to see, and the river settles back to its old, familiar track. And that's the story of the house on the rock.
Jim, how come the Lord put that story in the Bible?
Well, God put that story in the Bible to teach us that we should build our lives on Christ Jesus and not on the things of the world. Did you know that Jesus is called the Rock of Ages? And we can read about this story that we've told you today in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And I hope that all the boys and girls that are listening to us today have asked Jesus to come into their heart. If you haven't, why not right now? Bow your head with me and ask Jesus to come into your heart so that you can build your life on a firm foundation, Christ Jesus. And when the troubles of life come, you'll not be cast away like the foolish man who builds his house on the sand and on the things of the world. So right now, everyone fold your hands and bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's pray together. Dear God, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin and to come into my heart and be my Savior. I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. Help me to read my Bible and pray every day and to be good. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen. And now I want you to live for Jesus every single day. Well, Susie, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
And this is Allie saying goodbye, everybody. It's been fun being with you.
And this is Muffin. Goodbye.
And me too.
So this is Jim.
And this is Tammy.
Saying
goodbye. Bye.
Thank you. Good evening, Starseed. You are tuned into the music of Mind Control. My name is Micah. I am here with you every week. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, a journey we take, you and I, new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We did just hear some demented Bible stories from Jim and Tammy Faye from way back. The House on the Rock, Good Times. What a talented woman she was. She did all those voices, and Jim was just standing there. You may have heard that David Wilcock blew his brains out last week. David Wilcock, if you don't know, was a New Age UFO conspiracy guru. Author, podcaster, all-round mystical influencer. I have a lot of conflicted emotions about David. For the most part, I think he was a big phony, disingenuous, pompous, attention-seeking, and generally kind of annoying. It all started when he made this claim that he was the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which is a bombastic and ridiculous claim, since Edgar Cayce was the living epitome of humility and compassion, and David was anything but. And then it just catapulted and went off in many different directions. I have a list of some of his predictions and claims. A race of 70 to 100 foot tall giants once lived in our solar system on a massive watery super Earth located between Mars and Jupiter. This planet exploded 500,000 years ago to become the asteroid belt. Jonestown was actually staged by the U.S. military. It was a cover-up to hide a military strike that destroyed a secret Soviet nuclear missile base in Guyana. DNA can be rewritten by light and energy. In one experiment, zapping a duck with an electrostatic field produced half-duck, half-chicken hybrids. In another, shining a laser through salamander eggs into frog eggs completely transformed the frog eggs into living salamanders. So, obviously the man had a vivid imagination and always quick to generate the latest ridiculous conspiracy in order to generate likes on his social media or what, and garner enough attention to get him contracts on Ancient Aliens and Gaia TV, which he left. And I think after that, things kind of went downhill from there, I guess. He was facing some tremendous debt from a failed marriage and a few other things that led him to his own self-annihilation. So there's a lot of speculation, of course, about the circumstances of his death, as is the nature of how we receive news like this. I don't think there's any conspiracy. I don't think he was whisked away by the Galactic Federation to work in secret against the reptilians or any of the other half-baked theories that are going around. And I don't think he has anything to do with the 11 dead scientists or missing scientists that is now being investigated by the White House, which is also kind of a joke. David was not a scientist. I don't think he was close to the truth. I think that he was just someone who was able to capture the attention of a lot of New Age UFO people. And hey, you know, you got to give the guy credit. Definitely carved out a niche for himself in a very unconventional way. One thing that people are not talking about was his contribution to the progressive rock genre. David produced an album in 2009 called Wanderer Awakening. It is a concept record based on his autobiography, Wanderer Awakening. As is the nature of David, it's like a giant, like, 3-hour mammoth epic box set thing. And I think what he did manage to do with this release is just kill the genre off once and for all. I think this is the final, the nail in the coffin of progressive rock. So he was successful in that. I am going to play a couple of tracks as a tribute to our dear and departed friend, David Wilcock. And I'll be right back.
I've heard that before. what to think of that.
You're needing me now. with all my might. The beat of my heart, a moment that never ends. I'm coming to you. I have to make amends. You're in my heart, you're in my mind. I want to make sure that you're okay. You are my life, you are my soul. Never could leave you feeling astray. You're in my heart, you're in my mind. I wanna make sure that you're okay. You are my life, you are my soul. Never could leave you feeling astray. There's nothing to fear.
David Wilcock, rest in peace. What a weird guy. Well, I guess his entire lifetime encapsulates or reflects his weirdness. But that in particular, his musical foray into the world of progressive rock, sort of, as I stated before, I think that that is the final end to all progressive rock. Everything that came after is just the living dead. From his mammoth autobiographical concept album, Wanderer Awakening, 2009, his only record, his only musical expression. I'm on my way, and where were you? How interesting how he pendulates from dream theater to Howard Jones. Very 80s sounding, but he was very much an 80s kind of guy. We will miss him, or maybe not. Anyway, we're going to now hear from another extraterrestrial, Mel Lyman. Mel Lyman was a cult leader. Mostly in the 60s and 70s in the Roxbury section of Boston. It started there. Mel Lyman was a banjo player, jug band, folk singer in the Boston area who convinced everyone that he was a god from outer space. Started buying up neglected properties in Roxbury, fixed them up, started his community. This was in the 60s. However, no one was allowed to wear long hair or do drugs or anything hippie-ish. This was a crew cut cult. Most people worked in a construction company that fronted the cult. Everyone was guided by Mel Lyman's megalomaniacal visionary dreams. Children were homeschooled. Secular society was not really allowed, except they did publish a magazine for secular society called Avatar. Which was pretty much espoused Lyman's bizarre cult-like philosophy. But this being a jug band cult, everybody played an instrument. Everybody was into that old folk music and performed and recorded with Mel and others. I'm going to play something by Mel Lyman with his family. It's called Careless Love, and I'll be right back. Thank you. One of the many blues sessions recorded by the Lyman family in between forcing followers to perform menial tasks, stoop labor, and preparing to be raptured by spaceships. Recorded probably in the early 1970s, Careless Love. It's Mel Lyman on harmonica. Someone else singing, I don't know. On a similar note, Ra Uru Hu. Who was a self-styled mystic. Originally known as Alan Robert Krakauer, who in the late 1980s had a deep mystical experience, began communing with an astral entity known as the Voice, who transmitted a series of teachings that eventually became something called Human Design, which is a self-knowledge system, much like the I Ching. Centering in the body, represented on a chart. Using symbols and geometry, it guides a person through their own individual constellation, showing them their limitations, guiding them through a course which will help them live an optimal existence. The human design system provides people with insights into their nature and potential, helping people to understand their personality traits, decision-making process, and life purpose, providing tools and strategies for people to live in alignment with their true nature. I guess it's something like the Enneagram, which was developed by G.I. Gurdjieff way back, utilizing geometry and mystical mathematics to show a course or purpose. In any sense, in any regardless, Ra Uruhu was also a singer-songwriter, sort of a wannabe Bob Dylan, I would say. Recorded a very strange record right before he died called Going Ashore, 10 Years Sailing Neutrino Seas. For all I know, this is his only musical release. This is a very strange record. Don't quite know how to describe it, except I guess it's belongs in that category of loner folk or downer folk. So going to play a few choice cuts and I will return shortly.
Leave your hands on gravestones, said the stranger at the door. Hold on to the last days, stand with me in the storm. Save your dreams for memories, said the stranger with the key. Drop your tomorrows, just stand here with me. Lay your hands on the gravestones, are they on the other side? Hold on to the last days, until you finish your ride. Just another traveler, and I follow my line. Riding the star train, a passenger on time. Don't know what your name is, don't care what you say. Just open the damn doors, I can get away. Lay my hands on the gravestones, but they're on the other side. Hold on to the last days, until you finish your ride. No meaning, door leads nowhere. You're just in a hurry, get from here to there. Well, the door has no meaning, door leads nowhere. You're just in a hurry. lay your hands on the gravestones. Now they're on the other side. Hold on to the last days until you finish your ride. Just another traveler, and I follow my line, riding the star train, passenger on time. Don't know what your name is, don't care what you say. Just open the damn door so I can get away. Just open the damn door so you can get away. Just open a damn door so we memories where your nose fades and your heart knows his grace. These will seem palm trees sway in the night air. Taste of forever, Lord, well, it's everywhere. It's so beautiful, it's not fair. It's deceiving. To welcome you to the package to Revidon. Put aside your baggage and how you're disbelieving. It's not like the rest. It's never a matter of what's best. He's the only one who's gonna put you to the test. Was that his reason? Let him deep down into your heart. Don't try just to tear him apart. You gotta love him right from the start. Know he's more pleasing. And then he welcome you to the package to Revidon. Put aside your baggage and all that disbelief. Know the place of his love. Ancient memories where you know his face sometimes, and your heart knows his grace. He's will see. Palm trees sway in the night air. Oh, the taste of forever, Lord, well, it's everywhere. So beautiful, it's not fair. It's deceiving. I'd like to welcome you to the package to Revidon. Put aside your baggage and all that disbelieving. Put aside that old baggage and all your disbelieving. Cause I'll be naked as a babe, my back to the wall. And she will tease me with her sweet delights, and she'll enchant me with Brahma's long night. I can't pretend that I'll go just for show. my eyes to the east and the wind at my back, it smell of the beast. I will whisper her name to the sky. I can dream but never know why. There's a place I cannot go. Something I know. When the sun finally sets in the sea, I still hold on to my mythology. I know this song and its strange last refrain. I know this life and what can remain. I know there's nowhere to go. Something I know. Late at night when the cold angel calls, I'll be naked as a babe, my back to the wall. And she will tease me with her sweet delights, and she'll enchant me with Brahma's long night. I can't pretend that I'll go. Just for show. Something I know. Something I know.
Ra-Uru-Hu, sort of a low-rent Bob Dylan there. Yet another dead cult leader. They're all dead tonight. From his only, from what I know, his only release, Going Ashore, 10 Years Sailing Neutrino Seas. We heard Brahma's Long Night, Package Tour, and Greystones. I think I'm going to play one more David Wilcock thing. just to commemorate his life. I'll be right back.
Candles are burning dim. We make love better without them. Untie all of your binding things. We can fly, riding our love's wings. 'Cause wonderful one, your moon and your sun are second to none. Wonderful one. Moonlight shadows are burning bright as we drift high into the night sky. 'Cause wonderful one, your moon and your sun are second to none. Wonderful one. Go, never say
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Take it away, Dan.
Primeval fry, and let me yoink among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicals, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas, harmonies from tenores and hocketing bacas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave and Ron. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac, Jack, Wally Cox's Efing, and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
And good evening. You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda with you every Tuesday from 8 to 9, playing music that features weird vocals or interesting, fun, exploratory vocals. And have we got a band for you tonight? We have the band Time Trout here to play live in the studio here at WFMU. Very, very happy to have these guys in. And I think we'll do introductions after you've had a chance to play a little bit. But we just want to introduce the group Time Trout and take it away.
Stitch the leaves carefully, and with regard for the isolated time beat. Spasm.